The Message, What is Tolerance? By Elder Russell M. Nelson. The Savior taught us that we need not tolerate evil. Jesus went into the temple of God and overthrew the tables of the money changers. Tolerance is a virtue much needed in our turbulent world, but we must recognize that there is a difference between tolerance and tolerate. Your gracious tolerance for an individual does not grant him or her license to do wrong, nor does your tolerance obligate you to tolerate his or her misdeed. That distinction is fundamental to an understanding of this vital virtue. Two great commandments. Our highest priorities in life are to love God and to love our neighbors. That broadly includes neighbors in our own family, our community, our nation, and our world. Obedience to the second commandment facilitates obedience to the first commandment. When you're in the service of your fellow beings, you're only in the service of your God. Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. Baptism transcends background. On every continent and across isles of the sea, the faithful are being gathered into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Differences in cultural background, language, gender, and facial features fade into insignificance as members lose themselves in service to their beloved Savior. Only the comprehension of the true fatherhood of God can bring full appreciation of the true brotherhood of man. That understanding inspires desire to build bridges of cooperation instead of walls of segregation. Intolerance seeds contention. Tolerance supersedes contention. Tolerance is the key that opens the door to mutual understanding and love. Risks of boundless tolerance. Now may I offer an important note of caution. An erroneous assumption could be made that if a little of something is good, a lot must be better. Not so. Overdoses of needed medication can be toxic. Boundless mercy could oppose justice. So tolerance without limit could lead to spineless permissiveness. The Lord drew boundary lines to define acceptable limits of tolerance. Danger rises when those divine limits are disobeyed. Just as parents teach little children not to run and play in the street, the Savior taught us that we need not tolerate evil. Jesus went into the temple of God and overthrew the tables of the money changers. Matthew chapter 21, verse 12, see also Mark chapter 11, verse 15. Though he loves the sinner, the Lord said that he cannot look upon sin with the least degree of allowance. Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 31. Real love for the sinner may compel courageous confrontation, not acquiescence. Real love does not support self-destructing behavior. Tolerance and mutual respect. Our commitment to the Savior causes us to scorn sin, yet heed His commandment to love our neighbors. Together we live on this earth, which is to be tended, subdued, and shared with gratitude. Each of us can help to make life in this world a more pleasant experience. The First Presidency in the Quorum of the 12 Apostles issued a public statement from which I quote, "It is morally wrong for any person or group to deny anyone his or her inalienable dignity on the tragic and abhorrent theory of racial or cultural superiority. We call upon all people everywhere to recommit themselves to the time-honored ideals of tolerance and mutual respect. We sincerely believe that as we acknowledge one another with consideration and compassion, we will discover that we can all peacefully coexist despite our deepest differences. Together we may stand intolerant of transgression, but tolerant of neighbors with differences they hold sacred. Our beloved brothers and sisters throughout the world are all children of God. He is our Father. His Son, Jesus, is the Christ. His church has been restored to the earth in these latter days to bless all of God's children." Note, from an April 1994 General Conference address. Sidebar, love your enemies. Ye have heard that it hath been said, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy." But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 46. End of the message. What is Tolerance? By Elder Russell M. Nelson.